Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter, @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page, @BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Wind Column Sports Network. Don't forget, you can head to windcolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts, and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
Is when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawaini doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it, the two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of like he was supposed to be a circle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no! You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
reset.
Later, bitches!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quick Calls. I am your co-host, Andre C., and I'm joined here tonight by my co-host, and I think for his first time on Quick Calls, the man from Over the Top Rope on the Wind Column Sports Network, and now I think he's on Backbreaker Media Network, too.
Backbreaker's part of Wind Column Sports, baby.
I am joined here by Hayden Love. Welcome to the show, my friend.
The alpha male of Wind Column Sports. I'm happy to be on here. You are right. It is my first time, and let's knock this out of the park, baby.
I can't wait. And so we are here at the Abbotsfield Recreational Center, new venue for RCW. Looks a lot like the old Boyle Street Community Hall, actually. And we are here at RCW Fight for Respect, featuring WWE Mae Young competitor and the Shimmer Taker, Nicole Matthews, on this card. I think it was a huge draw for me, especially.
And coming into the show, RCW Women's Champion.
Yeah, happening the night last night. Yeah, she won the RCW title in Calgary, which was huge. And yeah, I had a great time here at this show, Hayden. Like, just before we get into it, like, you really, this was to me a really good card.
Well, hell, first time being on Quick Talks, and first time on an RCW show too.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, no kidding. And truth be told, a hell of a card. I expected something great coming into this. That tends to be the concept with Alberta wrestling, but man, like much better than I expected. Hell of a card. Hell of a time, too.
Oh, yeah, I thought phenomenal card. And the show kicked off with our ring announcer extraordinaire Kyle Shaw bringing out Epic Eddie Rude to come out and telling everybody he's coming back next month. The gist of it anyways. And then out comes Dirty Inc., Cameron Stevens, and Cody Chimera. Conspicuous by his absence is Dirty Mike Jones. And they get in Eddie's face, challenging him until the universe comes out for the save.
God, the universe.
Yeah, I'd like to call him the Booniverse, but all respect to the guy. He comes out, gets in the ring, makes a challenge to Dirty Inc., and he wants to have the Rudiverse take on Dirty Inc., and he convinces Eddie Rude to get in a match 2 weeks early, or 3 weeks early.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Talk about moving something up. Built excitement very quickly off the bat. Like, once again, first time at the show, so I hadn't seen any of these guys. No kidding. And it was a hell of a way to get involved. And a great match for boot.
Yeah, I thought phenomenal. And so, in the end, you had Eddie Rude hitting his inverted TKO. Like, I guess off the shoulders into a neck breaker. And then Universe hitting a leg drop and Eddie Rude getting the pin on Cody Chimera. And, man, I enjoyed it. I think you have a character like Eddie Rude, the Universe, whether you like him or not, they're two crowd favorites. And I think that really helps kick a show off. You want to kick it off hot, and I think they did.
You want to have people involved. And, hell, from what I saw, those were two guys that everybody bought into. Bar none. Us in the front row, we were all getting excited.
I thought everybody bought in. The crowd was loud, especially Eddie and Zach Mercury both have a huge fan base here. And, man, they really set it off. Set it off right, getting a win, setting this crowd up to be fired up for a really great night tonight. So we move on to our second match of the evening, and it is Dylan Stone taking on The Barricade. And I always loved Dylan Stone, but this was a little bit of a different Dylan Stone. Usually he's this high-energy, crazy guy. Tonight he kind of played it like, I don't know, he just got a more dastardly heel.
Yeah. Spencer and I actually bumped into him during the intermission. And by all means, he was a nice guy, but in the ring, he was an arrogant prick. I mean, he came off as a bit of a bastard. And first time seeing The Barricade as well, and Jesus, that guy put him in his place. If you want to talk about another match that gets people to buy in, gets people involved, and something that everybody was into right off the bat, this was another great one.
Yeah, like Dylan said, I've heard this quote, when he's on cocaine, he's a bastard. Before he does cocaine, he's a fun guy.
Must have done a lot of cocaine tonight, then.
Yeah, the cocaine calamity, Dylan Stone. And in the end, Barricade hits the splash in the corner and then the belly to Barricade to get the win on Dylan Stone. And, yeah, again, like you said, another way to keep the crowd fired up and keep them, because this crowd loves Barricade.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about the title changes coming on later up, but maybe this puts him in line for something of that sort.
He did have a title match last month, and I think he's trying to build back up, because he had a really good showing in that triple threat. I think Barricade can be coming back and going after, well, to, and if he wants to, find himself a big ass partner and he can be going after those tag titles.
Hey, no question. That entire scene's up in the air right now, as we'll see with the number one contenders match that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
But your final thoughts on this match?
I love it. I always love watching a Barricade match. And as I say, it's Kyle Shaw. You finally got his intro right.
There you go.
All right, move on to our third match in the evening. It is a triple threat match between Chris Blade, a gentleman who I actually didn't even get his name tonight. I apologize to you, sir. Look like Zack Sabre Jr. And the guy is from England.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only thing I caught off Kyle's announcement for him. That he said from, I think, somewhere in England. So, yeah, he's English, and he looked like Zack Sabre Jr.
Hey, it makes sense. Call him Zack Sabre Jr. Light.
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. Light taking on a man who actually returned to RCW two weeks ago, Tasty Travis Cole. And I enjoy this match. Travis Cole is a fan favorite, but I think my favorite person in this match to watch was Zack Sabre Jr. Light.
No, I agree. It was our first time seeing him. It seems like it was your first time seeing him.
Yeah,
as well.
I think he's actually training at the Storm Academy.
Absolutely. I mean, like, it's a good place to start. I wouldn't say it was my favorite match on the card by any means, but it wasn't a weak match at all. Everybody has highs and lows. Maybe this is just a symbol of his experience. Maybe he'll just take some more time at the Storm Academy.
Yeah, you could hear there was a nice chunk of the crowd that was solidly behind Tasty Travis. He has a fan base here from years ago working here as my buddy Michael likes to call him, he is a prostitute.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, some of the older ladies here, the fan base was pretty prevalent and they were pretty vocal.
Yeah. So in the end, Travis Cole does get the win when he hits a German suplex and gets the pin on Chris Blade.
Huge German suplex.
Yes. He lifted. He threw him.
It was an ass kicking and a half.
Yeah. I was very much impressed by this match. Again, I think this Zack Sabre, I'm gonna have to get his name. Pause this for a second.
Show him a lip.
So off the pause, I actually went over to the ring because they're tearing it down, and I actually spoke with the man we've called Zack Sabre Jr. Like, his name is Max Wilson.
Max Wilson, beautiful.
I'm hoping to see more of this kid. I was quite impressed by him.
It was an impressive debut, that's for sure. But I'm excited to see what happens in the future because you can always see some raw talent. I don't even know if that's the right way to put it in this raw form, but it's always something that can be built upon.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Definite drawing for another match here, if he does have one.
I hope we see him back. From there, they bring out Sidney Steele. He cuts a promo how he's not being given the opportunities here in RCW. He doesn't even know who his opponent is tonight. He's getting a mystery opponent. And he's just generally pissed off because he was promised certain things, but he hasn't gotten them. Maybe signing with Dirty Inc. wasn't the best choice. But from there, the Irishman does come out and tells him he says he's sorry, he hasn't been getting it. And he's got his opponent for him, somebody he's familiar with. And we get the debut of former MPW champion and MPW tag team champion, one half of Tag Struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Maniac.
Maniac, hell of a time. I've seen his partner Chris Parrish wrestle a number of times. This is my first time seeing Maniac. A night of firsts for me. But same goes for Mr. Steele. Pardon me, as it's a question of momentum. He's a guy who came over from MPW, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you promise certain things, you expect certain things. Absolutely no problem with that. But when you start demanding certain things, that's where you have to draw the line.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, you're going to have to reward talent. This is a hell of an exhibition of talent tonight.
Yeah, I very much enjoy this. I'm been a huge Tag Struggle fan for a long time. Huge Maniac fan. Known this guy since he debuted in this business. Watching him evolve in this business. And like tonight, I love the tights. Like, his tights were amazing.
His tights were on point. On ball, baby.
He had purple tights with a Joker face on the leg. I loved it. Like, absolutely. But in the end, Maniac gets a roll-up on Sidney Steele to steal the victory, I would say.
It is a cheap win.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
No, yeah. It was kind of out of nowhere. And after he's celebrating, and Sidney Steele attacks him and beats him down, hits him with a TKO.
Shows a little bit of frustration on his part because, you know, as I said, it's not beating a guy, but a win is a win, even off of a roll-up. And with the streak that Mr. Steele has had, it's logical that he would be frustrated. Whether or not that's the right way to address it, who knows? Nobody likes being hit in the balls. That's for certain.
Yeah, not at all. And yeah, so he does get the... And Sidney Steele is... He comes out of this, yes, with a loss, but he did look strong after beating down Maniac afterwards.
He showed that he's not going to be screwed with, since I don't know whether or not I can use profanity on.
Oh, go right ahead. We have an explicit rating.
Well, yeah, he showed that he's not going to be fucked with.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not a guy that's going to swallow his pride, shake somebody's hand, and say, "You deserve this." He deserves this, and I can see the merit of his argument.
Yeah. So from there, we bring out TNA Impact Superstar, a member of the Desi Hit Squad, Raj Singh, comes out, cuts a promo, talking about how great he is, how he's the best. Like, everybody paid to come see him. Blah blah blah. More of that, you know.
Shit that we generally never hear as wrestling fans.
Yo, we never hear that.
Not once.
Never. And eventually, he gets interrupted by the man this crowd really does love, Sweet Daddy Soul, comes out. And they end up having a match. And I thought a very good wrestling match. Not my favorite on the night. I think I'll be honest, I think just went a little bit too long.
I agree. But with the revelations at the end of the match showing that the rest of the Desi Hit Squad is going to be coming to RCW on their next show, I think that's that it served as more of a segue as opposed to a one-off. And yeah, I agree. It was a great match. Wasn't my favorite match. Wasn't your favorite match. But what else can you say? I sound like a broken record. It was a great match regardless.
Yeah, very well worked. Raj, been watching this guy when he was in PWA for years upon years when he was working with the now known as Jinder Mahal. And watching Sweet Daddy Soul come up here, I think he's been a great addition to the RCW roster over the last year. But in the end, Raj Singh gets, he trapped the arm in the leg and then rolled forward, driving Sweet Daddy Soul's head into the mat.
It's a weird, weird way to finish the match. I can see the impact, but it's just ungodly. It's inconvenient.
It looked painful because it's just driving him so hard into the mat. But after the match, as you did point out, we get a promo, and in the end, we're getting next month, I think. It was in 3 weeks. Yeah, in 3 weeks, we're getting the new Swipe Right, as Daniel Burns is no longer here, of Sweet Daddy Soul and Epic Eddie Rude taking on the Desi Hit Squad of Raj Singh, and I'm not sure which member of the Desi Hit Squad he's going to bring in as partner, because there's a few.
Who knows?
Yeah, I very much look forward to it. I'm kind of hoping it's going to be Tony Cage.
Oh, that'd be an interesting tag team. It would be a good way to mix things up. And I'm already excited for this forthcoming match, but, you know, just sort of the intrigue of the mystery member adds even more to that.
Very much so. The one thing I will note, Eddie Rude, they're called Swipe Right. He's literally using his left arm and swiping left.
He's using his left arm and swiping left.
He was swiping to the left. And so he's saying no to everybody, essentially.
Yeah, you're essentially just destroying your own code of conduct at that point.
I thought it was hilarious.
So everybody makes mistakes.
I just thought it was funny. So from there, we go to intermission, and we come back with a RCW Women's Championship match. It is a triple threat between the former RCW champions, Envy and Angelica, taking on the new, as of last night, crowned RCW Women's Champion, the Shimmer Taker, Nicole Matthews.
Yeah, and wow, easily for me, the greatest match on the card.
Yep.
No question, it just speaks to the talent of the women involved. I mean, former Mae Young Classic competitor, and Nicole Matthews, a rising star on the Alberta independent scene in Envy. And Angelica speaks for herself. Her international experience is starting to show off, and all three of them came together for an absolute fucking barn burner. It was the greatest match on the card, no question.
This was easily my favorite match of the night, and I think I've become, over these last 6 to 8 months, maybe a little longer, whenever Envy debuted in RCW, I've become a huge fan of her. Yes, I still boo her because she's always there that time, but I love her ability in the ring, everything she does. She's so good. Angelica, only recently, I saw a couple matches of hers in MPW, but since she's come over to RCW, I thought it's really stepped up her game. Been phenomenal. But Nicole Matthews, a woman I never thought I'd get to see, having to go to BC or going to the States to see her, was so out of what I would not what I normally do, and I got to see her, and man, I was not disappointed. I met her before the show. Super sweet, super nice. I think your brother's in the middle of interviewing her right now.
Yeah, no question. And as good as the talent that we have fluctuating within Alberta is, it's always nice to have a breath of fresh air, and that's exactly what she is. She came in here, and Envy and Angelica would have put on a great match regardless, but they really did tear the house down tonight.
No, they had a phenomenal. The crowd was going wild. They loved this. They went all over the building. I thought phenomenal match. But in the end, Angelica hit the spear on Nicole Matthews, who was getting ready to pin her. But Envy picked her up, gave her the kick to the midsection, and then lost my spot. And then hit the DDT onto the championship that Pride had actually tossed into the ring. And your winner and new, and once again, RCW Women's Champion is Envy.
Yeah, and talk about a hell of a title reign for Miss Matthews. Wins in one night, drops the next. But man, Envy deserved this one. And that's just an even greater motivator for Nicole Matthews to come back and try to reclaim her championship. Have an even better reign.
Yeah, and you can't even... rule out Angelica either, because she didn't get pinned in Calgary to lose the belt. Yes, she got pinned tonight, but she has a legit grievance to get that, to get another championship match, I think, having not lost in Calgary in the far away, not getting pinned, because Nicole Matthews pinned Kaya March to win that title.
Yeah, no question. But if these three girls come together again and do the same thing, it's just something I got to look forward to. I know that you got to look forward to it, too.
Yeah, I thought, phenomenal match. So then we move on, and they bring out the top talent, Heavy Metal and Big Jess Youngblood, and they in the ring say they've been ignored in the tag team division. They want to get, they never, and to the credit, they never actually lost tag team titles. They just gave them to Steven Styles and Red Thunder when they were all a giant group known as top talent. And I don't know how Steven Styles becomes a top talent. Never will know.
Hell, don't ask me, man. We're in the same boat.
And so out comes the current number one contender for the tag team championships, Sexy Ass, Sexy Steve Rivers, and the Big Sexy Beast, Bradley Graham. And eventually, they get in the ring, and we get a number one contenders match. And the winners become the number one contenders to the RCW Tag Team Championships. And this match was fun. I was laughing throughout.
A lot of kicks to the balls, that's for sure.
A lot of kicks to the balls. There was the spot right at the end of the match where Metal was crawling over the ref to get the book, and like literally had his crotch in his face and was like sitting on it, on the ref's face at one point.
I think you put it perfectly when you say it's a lot of fun. It was a hot mess, man.
And it's a lot of, it's four big men hitting each other a lot, and I really enjoy these guys. But in the end, Heavy Metal got the book, his wrestling psychology book, and went to hit Steve Rivers, who ducked. He hit Big Jess, got tossed, and then Metal got tossed out of the ring by Bradley Graham, and Rivers did pin Big Jess Youngblood to continue to be the number one contender to the RCW Tag Team Championships.
I mean, top talent talked a big game, pardon me. Set a big game wouldn't have been nearly impactful enough. But shit, what's her name again? Something Sexy?
Sexy Ass.
Sexy Ass, pardon me. Once again, first time viewer.
You got sexy right, so it matters.
Yeah, exactly. Call sign. But they held on to their spot. That just speaks for itself. And when they're going to go on to face the current tag champs, I think that's going to give them a bit of momentum.
Oh, very much so.
No question.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the main event of the evening, and it is Pride challenging Strife for the heavyweight championship. Pride comes out first. Strife comes out, just come out of the curtain. Andrew Hawks attacks.
Andrew Hawks and his associate Gunnar.
Yeah, the big Gunnar is with him.
That son of a bitch, Gunnar.
I'm surprised we didn't see a Vince Austin appearance on this show.
Hey, that makes two of us, but we got Gunnar, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, we got Gunnar, and Hawks attacks, and then Strife gets the mic, our phone, after he's been attacked, and says, "You want to attack me? Well, get in that ring, and we'll make this a three-way." Pride is absolutely pissed about this, because he was in a three-way last month for the title, and he was supposed to get a one-on-one on this show, and now it's a triple threat. So they get in the ring, refs about to ring the bell, Son of Irish's music plays. Out comes the Son of Irish, and he says he pinned Hawks in December. Like, 1, 2, 3, got a clean pin. So he said if Hawks deserves to be in this match, so does he. And I kind of agree with it. And the Irishman comes up and makes it a fatal four-way.
And you know, you understand the thought process there.
Yep.
But you definitely understand Pride's anger. Like, to go from you go from a singles match to having two more competitors thrown in there.
Well, you're preparing to face one man. He's probably been studying game tape, looking at him, seeing what he's got to do to beat this man, and then you get two monkey wrenches thrown into this match.
Absolutely. And you can talk about being great regardless of having preparation, but preparation is key. And yep. To have that taken away and to have your chances of success drop by, what, if you want to call it at 66%, something like that? I don't even know if that's the correct...
Well, his chances go down to essentially 25% in the match.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. My Scott Steiner math is showing off right now.
Yeah.
Never been good with the numbers. But either way, you're taking your chances away from your champ. That's a bit of a kick in the balls.
Yeah, when you're the champ going into a match where you can potentially become the champ facing one man, and you end up facing three, that's really tough. But If it wasn't for the women's match, this would have easily been my match of the night.
No question. This is my first time seeing Pride live. I unfortunately missed this match with MRB just a few weeks back. But holy shit, what an introduction. Talented young man. You understand why he is the champ.
And you gotta give it for Son of Irish how young he is. Like, he is super young in this business.
Yeah.
And he does things I haven't seen veterans do in that ring. And you also gotta give it to Strife and Andrew Hawks, both some of the best competitors we've ever seen here in RCW. And these four just tore it down in that ring.
Absolutely.
Just flying everywhere. The dive right in front of us.
Yeah. But you think about it, Hawks and Son of Irish had no place in that match. For all that they added, they just took away so much, especially when it comes down to the two champions.
Yeah.
And whatever they added to it, you know, that took away some opportunities. And that's going to leave some sores, or some wounds, I guess is the right word for it.
Well, especially going into the finish of this match, which had Son of Irish running the ring and Strife hit that pop-up knee strike where he pops him, and as he comes down, he knee strikes him in the face. And then Hawks runs in, pushes Strife out of the ring, and pins Son of Irish, and wins the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, hell of a match. And who knows where it's going to go from here. Your options are limitless. But there are definitely some grievances that are going to be aired and some wounds that are going to fester. But we're going to find out at the next show, which is when?
February 9th, in 3 weeks from today. 3 weeks from today.
Damn.
That's the next Edmonton show, February 8th in Calgary, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that gives them some time to sit and think, but you got to wonder how many monkey wrenches are going to be thrown into the forthcoming matches.
Yeah. Yeah, and I absolutely loved it. And, yeah, I don't know what to say here. That was a really great main event. I did not expect at all Andrew Hawks to take this match and become the new RCW Canadian Heavyweight Champion. And I absolutely loved it. And I look forward to seeing what they do, like, especially who Hawks faces next, like what they do next.
Yeah, no question. They got their claws into me. As I said at the beginning, this is my first RCW show, but it was a hell of a show.
Very much so. Hey, there's the man.
You guys are doing an excellent job. I just want to make one quick announcement. This will be a future RCW on Backbreaker VOD show. However, coming up this week, I'm thinking Wednesday or Thursday, the RCW New Year's Rampage show from Radway will be the first addition to the Backbreaker Media Video on Demand Library, available on BackbreakerVOD.pivotshare.com, as well as PowerSlam TV, HighSpots.com, and a whole hell of a lot of other places. Stay tuned to this channel on Facebook, Wincom Sports, Real Canadian Wrestling, all social media. We'll let you know where you can see it.
Yeah, check out that show on the Backbreaker Media VOD, part of the Backbreaker Media Network, in association with Wincom Sports. But I think you'll agree with me both. The highlight of the night was that women's match.
No question. Well, I said it right before we talked about it. That was the best match on the card, bar none.
Yeah, 100%. I think my most favorite part, and a lot of it was getting, for me, a lot of it, the match was amazing, but for me, getting to see Nicole Matthews finally wrestle live, I loved it.
No, absolutely. And same thing with the promotion as it is with the wrestler. She got her claws into me. And prior to this, I'd only seen her wrestle in the Mae Young Classic. I'll be honest, I won't lie.
I've seen some shimmer, but again, not a lot. Like, I've seen some, and I know how good she is, but yeah.
But yeah, this just makes me want to see more.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to thank you so much for joining me as my co-host on this show. Plug everything you need to plug.
All I've got to plug is the new partnership coming between Backbreaker Media and Wincom Sports. Monumental. You can find out more about that on our respective platforms. Wincomsports.ca, backbreaker.com. And hell, I've got to plug my own podcast if I'm going to plug anything. Over the Top Rope with my brother of destruction, Spencer Love, coming out weekly. Well, not weekly at this point. That was a loud noise. But a hell of a time. We cover all topics. And once again, you can find that on both of our platforms, whether that's Backbreaker or Wincom. But be sure to check it out. And be sure to check out more editions of this very podcast that I'm speaking on, if you want to call it a podcast.
Oh, it's definitely a podcast.
Yeah, okay, a podcast.
It's all, anytime you talk on this stuff and put it on the internet, it's a podcast.
Yeah, there you go. It's a very loose definition, but it's the right definition. And hell, I pass the ball back to you. What do you need to plug?
So don't check out Backbreaker Media on Twitter at Backbreaker Medi, because we're Canadian enough and we don't need the A. You can check me out on Twitter at That Canada Guy, on Instagram at That Canada Dude. Please check out Total Nonstop Anarchy, which is dropping this Tuesday, featuring myself and my co-host on that show, the Danimal Daniel Jobber. We are talking, as always, the NWA TNA weekly pay-per-views, and you can check that out. And please check out the Backbreaker Media VOD page coming out later this week. Will be New Year's Rampage, which you might get, you get some shots of me because I was in there ring announcing that show. So you're gonna get to see me on that show.
Death to us all.
Yeah, you know it. But Spencer, it's almost a Spencer. Hayden, thank you so much.
You did say Spencer.
I apologize, Hayden. Thank you so much for coming on and doing this show with me.
Yeah, and on a high note, hey?
Yeah.
But no, hell of a time, man. I look forward to being on a future one. Well, touch wood. There's no wood around.
And I'm Andre C. If you're going to make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the RCW Fight for Respect show from the Abbotsfield Community Recreational Center.
There you go.
In Edmonton, Alberta. And ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling wherever you are.